Hey, Brett, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
I understand you met with the president yesterday.
I did. There were a group of 8 senators that met with President Bush and his key cabinet members, including Don Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice. He wanted to find out what we had seen in Iraq. All 8 of us senators had been in Iraq for several days in the week before, and he said he was inviting us to the White House to get our perspectives on what was going on.
And so what is your perspective? What did you see?
I have told the president in my own position on Iraq is that we need to succeed in Iraq. I also think that we need to have a change in what we're doing by becoming more effective in what we're attempting to do. The law and order situation in Iraq is untenable and getting worse by the day. The violence continues to stem out of control, which means that the Iraqi government has not been formed and the police training that has been going on has been ineffective. And I also think that the economic issues that are facing Iraq are huge, and there has been no progress of any significance made in the last 3 years on that front. So I told the president we needed to do 2 things. One, we needed to be more effective on all the pillars of the effort in Iraq, and secondly, that we needed to internationalize the effort by bringing in other countries to help.
Some members of Congress as well as Senate have suggested that we pull out of Iraq sooner than later. What are your feelings on that?
Yeah, I think that if we were to do that, what we would do is to create right in the middle of the Middle East a tempest of violence and terrorism and anti-American sentiment that would not be good for the interests of the United States long term or for the international community. The seeds of Al-Qaeda and radical Islamic violence are there, and I think if what we want to do is to create an incubator that is basically going to bring violence here into our shores and across the world, then we might want to leave. But I don't think that's in the best interest of the United States. I disagree with much of what the president has done in terms of decisions on how the war has been executed. But the fact is we're there. We're there now. And I think we need to do everything we can to succeed.
Hey, have you ever thought of running for president yourself, Senator?
Nah. You know, I love being a United States Senator, and I love having served my wonderful, wonderful state of Colorado as Attorney General. It's been just a tremendous, tremendous privilege.
Tell me about where you are with this immigration issue. It is such a complicated issue, and I'm not going to pretend that I have the answers, and we're hearing a lot about it this week.
Yeah, I think we need to calm down the flamethrowers that don't want real immigration reform. You know, I think that those of us who have worked on the immigration reform package in the Senate include conservative Republicans like Sam Brownback, moderate Republicans like John McCain, people like Ted Kennedy, and others. And I've been a part of that group that has been working on the package. It was voted out of the Judiciary Committee. It goes to the floor today. I hope to be able to make a statement in support of the immigration reform package. I think it's needed. We have 11 million workers in the shadows of America. We have broken borders in America. And we need to take control of that situation, and we haven't done that for almost 2 decades. It's about time we do something about it.
Senator Salazar, I know you have a busy couple of days here, so I'm glad you could give us a few minutes this morning, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brett. Have a great day.